Now let's listen to God's good word to us, as found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. You'll find this on page 1161 in the Pew Bible. Verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Then we move on to Colossians 3, starting at verse 7. Verse 7. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you've taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here, there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. This is the word of the Lord. Roger.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks, Robs. Can we have that first verse up again, please? Let's read it all together. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here. Brilliant. So, Father God, be with us this morning, we pray, as we look at this verse and unpack it. Speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you imagine what it feels like to be a caterpillar? We saw one on the screen earlier. And all your life, you keep doing the same things. Can somebody tell me, as a caterpillar, what would you be doing?
I would eat a lot.
Eat a lot. Niku, please come up on the platform here. This is the sort of thing you'd be eating, isn't it? Brilliant.
Yes.
What else do caterpillars do?
They sleep a lot.
Perfect. And we didn't speak before the service, did we? Come on up. Shh. Go on, you pop it on. That's great. And there's one more thing. How do caterpillars get around? What do caterpillars, how do they move?
Wiggle.
Come up and wiggle. Come up and wiggle. You stand in there, please. And hold this. And you can't walk now, can you? You have to
wiggle.
Perfect. So, what are you going to do tomorrow on Monday?
Wiggle.
Perfect. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Sleep.
And what are you going to do?
Eat.
And on Tuesday?
Wiggle. Sleep.
Eat.
And Wednesday?
Wiggle. Sleep.
Eat.
Faster.
Wiggle.
Sleep. Eat.
Wiggle. Sleep.
Eat.
You get the picture? Thank you very much. Would you like to take them off? Thank you. It sounds so laborious, so routine, And then one day, you go and take a nap, and you wake up, and wow! Look! What have I got now? Wait, yes! I'm completely different! Yeah, and it sounds so lovely. It sounds so cute, doesn't it, changing from a caterpillar into a butterfly? But do you really know what happens? Do you want to know what happens? Do you want to know what happens?
Thank you.
Once it's in its cocoon, it's like a nest, it's like its own little tent, the caterpillar virtually eats itself. It digests itself. It completely disintegrates, and it turns itself into a caterpillar, soup. Who's a good explorer? Who's an adventurous explorer? Come on, come and give me a... And you need to look through these binoculars. Can you see any caterpillar soup? Hey? Because here we are in the deepest of Richmond Park looking for caterpillar soup. And this caterpillar soup becomes the amino acids that turn into the internal organs of the newly created butterfly. You're all right. Thank you. Thank you. Smashing. And if you were to look inside that cocoon as this change is happening, you wouldn't be able to see anything that resembled or looked like a caterpillar at all. It's become a soup. So out of that soup, the butterfly grows, with its beautiful wing colors, and that the actual wing colors are created from crystallized waste. Yuck. Caterpillar soup, ugh, what a mess. Crystallized waste, horrible. But that means that God creates out of that mess something so beautiful. And he can do exactly the same for us. God can take my mess of my old life and turn it into something wonderful. It's marvelous, because some of us think back and we say, how on earth did you take that old me from such a difficult, from such a hard or such a horrible situation and turn it and create in me this new life and this new joy? I would never have dreamt it was possible. But it's what God does. It's what he loves doing. And God didn't just take the caterpillar and stick some wings on and paint the wings all different colors. But when the butterfly breaks open the cocoon and comes out, it is a brand new creation. John Cleese actually summarized it very well. And I want you to remember this point, that it's the old caterpillar has gone. And John Cleese, in his dead parrot sketch that apparently was adapted for caterpillars, went something like this. This caterpillar is deceased. It has expired. It's passed on. It is no more. It has ceased to be. This is a late caterpillar. This is an ex-caterpillar. It has gone to meet its maker. And never a truer word was spoken. Our caterpillar has gone to meet its maker, and it's going to be created into a brand new butterfly. And when we invite Jesus to come into our heart, we also become a new creation. Jesus will make you into a new creation. And all you need to do is invite him into your heart. It's what he loves doing. It's another thing God does perfectly. So what's the big deal with this new creation? Firstly, we've got to grasp that it is an actual, genuine creation. Something only God can do. God decided to make it happen. The new creation is a wondrous thing. It was formed in the mind of God and created by his power and for his glory. You see, it's not for us to decide to recreate ourselves anew. It's not a remake. It's not a refurbishment. It's not an upgrade. Self-help manuals are not going to cut it. This new beginning is not up to you or me. You don't change yourself. You are changed. God changes you. It doesn't happen automatically because we've been coming to church for a while. Jesus won't make us new until we've accepted his invitation first. We can't make it happen. We have to ask Jesus to do it. And neither does God simply clean up our old nature. God doesn't just clean us up and slap a little bit of paint on. He makes us into a new person. And neither do we inherit the new nature. God creates something entirely new, fresh, and unique, a brand new life. God explained it to Ezekiel like this. He said, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you." That's what we experience. We take on a new meaning, a new life, a new purpose, a new future, a new destiny. Everything changes. We experience a new joy, not just a happiness based on our surroundings. And we experience a new hope, not one that's based on our circumstances now. The new creation does what it says on the tin. It's all completely new. Only our wonderful Creator God can manage to do that. So next, the old has gone. So what's old that's gone then? The old refers to everything that is part of our old nature. My natural pride, my love of sin, my old heart that used to say, "Me first, me first." The old heart always looked inwards and thought about me, me, me. But the new creation looks to Jesus first. The old me died when I left my mess and yuck at the cross. And because the old is gone, we no longer have to live in the past. We don't live in regrets over our past mistakes. We don't live in guilt over our past wrongs. We don't live with, "I should have done this," or "I shouldn't have done that." We don't live in failure. We don't live in hopelessness. We don't live in sorrow. You see, the caterpillar that has been transformed into a butterfly will never crawl again. It doesn't even think like a caterpillar anymore. Our mess, our sin, has been dealt with when Jesus died on the cross. And God will forgive all our sins when we ask him to. So now I can face life with confidence because of Jesus Christ. We have to trust God to make all things new. But are you struggling with the same old issues? Crawl, munch, sleep, crawl, munch, sleep. Would you rather be a caterpillar or would you rather be a butterfly? But you can start this new life today. Come to the one who makes all things new. Pray to the one who is in the business of making new creations every day. So lastly, what happens when the old has gone? The new is here. Old dead things are replaced with new things, full of life and the glory of God. The butterfly takes off in flight. The newborn soul delights in the things of God and gradually loses interest in the world, in the things of the world, our purposes, our feelings, our desires, and understandings are fresh and different. Like the butterfly, we see the world completely differently now. The Bible seems to be a new book, and although we've read it previously, there's a beauty about it which we never saw before. The whole face of nature seems to be changed, and we seem to be in a new world. The heavens and the earth are filled with new wonders, and all seem now to speak the praise of God. And there are new feelings towards people, all people, a new kind of love towards family and friends, a new compassion never before felt for enemies, and a new love for all mankind. There was a businessman, and this businessman owned a property. It was a warehouse. And he was trying to sell this warehouse. But the building had been empty for ages. Vandals had damaged the doors. There had been some windows that had been smashed. And there were all sorts of rubbish and mess inside. And as he showed a prospective buyer around the warehouse, the owner took great pains to say that he'd replace the broken windows, that he'd bring in his crew to correct any damage, and he'd clean out all the rubbish. Forget the repairs, the buyer said. When I buy this place, I'm going to build something completely different. I don't want the building. I want the site and the planning permission to build. Compared with the transformation God has in mind for us, our efforts to improve our own lives are as trivial as trying to sweep the warehouse clean whilst the demolition team are setting up outside. When we become gods, the old life is over because, as we've heard the last couple of weeks as well, God makes all things new. Let's just have a moment of quiet and listen to what God is saying to us. Are you a new creation? All God wants is the site and the permission to build. Have you given Jesus permission to build? We need a new heart. We need our sins to be forgiven. We need a new life. And we need God's Spirit within us. Only Jesus can do that. And he's offering you the invitation to start a new life right now. So accept Jesus' invitation. Believe and trust in him today. Amen.